welcome to season 6 of the Shock Your Potential podcast. I'm your host, Michael Sherlock. This year, we have something completely new for you. As we launch our new career coaching community, we will be sharing excerpts from our weekly live sessions of The Enlightened Workplace. The Enlightened Workplace is a work environment where all team members are committed to personal and professional development and who have a commitment to serve the company mission and the vision to the highest standards. Creating an enlightened workplace starts with enlightened employees and enlightened leaders. It may not be easy, but it is definitely worth the effort. Listen in to another excerpt that will shock your potential and guide your path towards an enlightened workplace.
So the third overarching concept that gets in our way of really delivering on the expectation of our leader is understanding that there's difference between a roadmap and using navigation. A roadmap is something on paper. It is flat. It doesn't interact with you. You can see where you're going, but you don't necessarily know where you are. You can always see kind of where you are. If you know you're in one town and you're trying to get to the other, you can see that, but it's very one-dimensional. A map only sees place to place. It doesn't show the challenges of the journey in between. Navigation systems, however, today are designed to understand things like, this is the fastest route normally to go from this town to the next town. However, there was a truck that overturned with a whole bunch of chickens on it. And now the chickens have broken loose and they're running around the freeway. And now it's almost impossible to get to where you're going on time because you're going to have to stop for the chickens. So how we use the knowledge that we have available to us today and how we use that through communication is also the glue between successful outcomes for our leaders and non-successful outcomes. In other words, if somebody gives me a project or a responsibility and I just look at it and say, great, I know the map of where I am and I know of where I'm going, I'm just going to travel that journey. But you never stop to check on directions or to check for a buy-in, to check that you're going the right way. It's very easy to take divergent paths that may not lead to the outcome that you're looking for and definitely could change where your leader wants you to go. Before I jump into the top 10 tips, I want you each to think about something right now. So I'm going to ask you to just envision for a moment something that you are responsible for right now. Something that's large, a large project, a large objective, large goal, a large deliverable, something that seems really big. And I want you just to take a moment and I want you to write that down just right now, wherever you are with whatever pen, paper you have, I want you just to write it down. My objective is this. And as you write that down, I want you to think about three things that make you nervous about being able to deliver to that expectation. Three things that make you uncomfortable, three things that make you uncertain, that make you nervous, make you doubt that it's all going to go perfectly. So just take a moment. Three things. Those could be anything. I'm not sure I really understand what's expected of me. I'm not sure I can do it in the timeline. I'm afraid I'm going to miss some of the steps. I don't really know what my leader exactly wants. I don't know how any one person could do this. And then after you've written those, I want you to read them out loud. Just look at them, or not out loud, but to yourself. I just want you to take a look at your list, kind of glance over it. Then I want you to answer this question. When I accomplish this, how will I feel? When I accomplish this successfully, how will I feel? How will I feel? I will feel good. I will feel satisfied. I will be ecstatic. I will be proud. I will be nervous of the next thing asked of me. I will wonder if I'm still valuable. So when you see the things that are concerning to you or that worry you, but then you also read how you will feel, which hopefully it will be positive when you deliver on it, then what we're about to talk about will be directed at the communication to create the glue between where you are now and where you're going. And if right now you say, I don't have anything new, I'm just going through my work as expected, the question is, well, what is that work? Because you can apply this same concept to working in a grocery store as a cashier. You can apply this same concept as being a minister in a congregation. You can apply the same process as if you are responsible for sales objectives, or if you're a leader of people, or if you create widgets. If you go to work every day and you create widgets, then that's what's expected of you. But it will still have the same emotions that are pulled. So as you look at these, and I go through the top 10 tips, I'm going to ask you at each stage to answer for yourself how you can make each of these tips happen. So let's just jump right into them. Tip number one, breathe, listen, take notes. When you are given an assignment or an objective or an expectation, especially if it's a new one, it's important to just stop, breathe a little, truly listen deeply to what's being said, and take notes.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Shock Your Potential podcast. If today's episode sparks your interest for more, hop over to our Shock Your Potential website and learn more about our enlightened workplace community today. Simply go to shockyourpotential.com.